There you go, folks. That's a little bit of China crisis and wishful thinking. On the phone now, I'm delighted to say I have Andrea Carroll from The Last Hope Animal Charity. Good afternoon, Andrea. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm grand, Andrea. Listen, Andrea, thanks very much for coming on and talking to us today. I know you're very, you'd be very busy up there. Just talking to you last week, telling me about what you do there. I have to admit, Last Hope Animal Charity, it's... it was a first on me. I'd never heard of it before, but I'm sure you probably hear that all the time. Tell us a little bit about the work you do.
Yeah, well, I suppose we're a Meath-based charity, but we actually would be well-known all across Leinster, really. We work with a lot of people across Dublin and Louth and lots of areas. We've been running for about 10 years, and we're one of the biggest or best-known charities probably in Ireland. So look, just because you didn't know
just
it.
Just because I didn't know it.
hopefully you will know a lot more now.
I do.
We aim basically to set out to help abandoned and abused animals of all types. So we help dogs, but we also help cats. We're one of the only charities that actually focuses on small animals as well, rabbits and guinea pigs.
Yeah.
And we've also helped people rehome chickens and goats and lots of other types of animals in the past as well.
Yeah, so I suppose when people think of animal rescue, they just kind of automatically assume it's dogs, maybe
they
some
do,
cats.
Yeah.
But I mean, as you say, there are all kinds of animals that are kept for A, pets, and B, you know, I suppose in the instance of like chickens that are kept for their eggs and stuff like that. But if they're not looked after properly, they need some help. So, when you as you say, you find these animals, you rescue them or whatever, or they get whatever help they need. How big a problem is it an everyday thing where you'll get a call and saying this animal, that animal, whatever?
Mark, we are an all-volunteer charity, so we don't have anybody that's paid. We're all volunteers. I've sat in on Christmas Day and taken calls from people who've lost their dogs or who just... who found a stray rabbit or a stray cat and need help. It never stops. It's 24 hours a day. We provide a public service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and nobody's paid for this. This is all in our spare time. We do so much, actually, that a lot of people think that we are paid.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the public can be a little bit impatient with us because of that. So we always try and get it across that we're only volunteers doing this. We're really just trying to come together to help as many animals as possible. But it never stops. I mean, the stray animal crisis out there is horrific. The amount of stray dogs that we've picked up probably in the last 3 weeks, I'd say we've picked up about 10 stray dogs. So we're preventing those dogs from going to the pound and preventing them from being put down a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's incredible that in this day and age there's still kind of that many, not just you say stray dogs, but stray animals, or that many animals that are in need of rescue or in need of rehoming or taking care. I mean, we're in an age now where people are fairly well educated. There's lots of great messages out there. You know, if you're not prepared to look after a pet, just don't do it. But
sometimes it's really small things. Like one of the things that the girls who look after the dogs wanted me to get across was that people maybe are microchipping their dogs, but they're not checking that the correct details are on the dogs. We've seen dogs reunited after 2 years of straying because we eventually were able to find the owners through the microchip.
Yeah.
And had their microchip been correctly registered, they would have been found within 2 days. So it's really basic things like that. Sometimes it's not people being cruel, it's just people not following up, really. So if you're going to have a dog, make sure that you have a correct name tag, a correct collar, and a correct microchip. It's really easy. It takes about 10 minutes to do.
Yeah, and that's what I wonder sometimes, is this what kind of leads to people abandoning pets or pets ending up strayed? Years ago we were probably just go to the pet shop, buy a rabbit and give us some lettuce and everything else.
Oh, years ago that happens on a daily basis.
Yeah, but now, people are very much aware if you're going to get a pet, if you're going to get a dog, there is a certain amount of investment in it. And is that what ultimately then puts people off? They get a little bit down the road and they realise, you know, this is costing me way too more money than I realised, and they just think this is not for me, and they just turn their back on it.
And you know what we see a lot? people's lifestyle circumstances change. So the horrible thing about the recession is people are out of work or people are emigrating. Mm-hmm. And often people will contact saying, I'm emigrating tomorrow or with 2 or 3 days to go. And basically they've left their dog till the very last minute to think about it, and we'll have to step in and try and do something there.
Yeah.
We do often see with rabbits, as I said, we're one of the only charities that actually looks after this, that people get a rabbit in a pet shop, are told the completely wrong information about it, think it will be an easy pet to get for their animal and don't really, or for their kids, don't really realise that rabbits don't like to be held and don't like to be poked at and are very nervous animals. So they're really poor for kids. If there was one message that I personally could get across today, it would be please don't buy a rabbit for your child. They're not a child-friendly pet.
Yeah.
They're very friendly pets and they can be indoor trained to live exactly the way a cat would be. That's the way all mine live around my house. They just potter around. But they're not great pets for kids. If people are interested in getting a pet, we have a foster scheme that we run, and that's a really good way to actually experience what it's like to have a pet without taking the responsibility of it before you know that you want that.
Yeah, because that's... glad you mentioned there the foster scheme, because that's what was good. As you say, your volunteers and everything else, and we know there's other charities out there where they have big pounds and they house dogs and they look after them or animals or whatever and everything else. Because you are volunteers, the process, you try to make it a little bit more fluid, if I'm getting this correct, is that you get them in and you try to get them fostered out as quickly or as possibly, or adopted as quickly as you can.
We do, yeah. We don't have a premises that we keep. We don't have a kennels. We did actually have a kennels for a little while, but we found that dogs and rabbits and cats do much better when they're in the home environment.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a network of fosterers that will take a dog into their home. Sometimes the dog or the rabbit or the cat or the guinea pig or whatever is only with them for a few days before we find a home.
Yeah.
Sometimes they need a bit more care and they'll need maybe to stay for a few months. So it depends on whatever the needs of the animal are and also what the needs of the fosterers are. But we've often had fosterers come into us and then they end up adopting the animal because they fall in love with it so much, or because, like me, I actually ended up getting involved in Last Hope because I desperately wanted a dog.
Yeah.
And my husband said we really couldn't have a dog, it wasn't fair, we worked too much or whatever. So he suggested that we try fostering, and within about 2 or 3 weeks I realised just how much work a dog actually is, and that a dog really wasn't right for our lifestyle. Now, trust me, I love dogs, but it wouldn't be fair on a dog for me to have one, and I learned that by being a fosterer.
Yeah. Talk us through the time frame, Andrea, from the time you get the call.
Interested in adopting?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I understand, right, you're volunteers, and it's important, firstly, that people understand if they call you, there's not necessarily going to be someone on your door in 20 minutes because you are all volunteers. But let's just, for the sake of the example, say, right, you get a call and there's somebody available. What's the time frame like from getting the call to maybe getting the animal fostered and getting it adopted?
Yeah, so let's say you find a stray cat or rabbit or dog or whatever and you call us.
Yeah.
Usually we'll try and ask you to maybe give us 24 to 48 hours just to try to come up with a solution. If we can take the animal immediately, we will do that. But if you can give us a little bit of time to find a solution, that's much better for us.
Yeah.
Within 48 hours, though, we'll have a foster home for the animal. Or if it's a dog, sometimes we'll have to send them to the pound. But we do work very closely with especially the Meath Pound to try to increase the no-kill policy there. And they have a very low rate of killing the dogs there. So.
Yeah.
So that's very good. So we would try and work with that a lot. So within about 2 days, they'll get into a foster situation. Then they'll be reviewed by a vet within about another 2 days just to make sure that they don't have any injuries or any ongoing conditions or anything. Once we know that everything is okay, they'll all be neutered and vaccinated. And that applies to all animals in our care. Once they're neutered and vaccinated, which can be done within a few days, sometimes animals will recover very, very quickly, and then we'll have them down at our adoption days. So we run adoption days twice a month with Equipet in Navan, and people, the public, can come down and meet them there, or the public will just go onto our website, which is www.lasthope.ie, and they may see an animal there that they're interested in. Then we do a home visit for the person who's interested in adopting, because obviously we want to make sure that what they say is what they're saying. There's no particular rules. It's not a nasty kind of thing. It's just really a volunteer coming out to make sure that you're ready for your animal, basically. And within that, probably only a few days. So look, best case situation, an animal will come into us and within 2 to 3 weeks it'll be gone to its new home.
Yeah, that's really good. And that's what Boya was... I'm glad you kind of put it in, because I think, you know, if you're coming across animals that are at the maybe being abandoned or they're distressed or they're at the being in, and just it can be traumatic enough then when they just find themselves kind of in limbo. So it's great that the time scale is so short that you try to get them into and get them adopted and into a home. The other thing I wanted to ask you, and I read it on your website, and you just mentioned neutering there. You have this TNR program. Tell us about your TNR program.
Yeah, so the TNR program. So TNR stands for trap, neuter, and release. And what that's specifically for cats, and it's for what would be deemed as people would know them as feral cats or wild cats, but actually they're just domestic cats that didn't really have a home. So we're really trying to help with that situation, because what's happening is that these cats are just out fending for themselves, often dying in horrific situations. But there's a huge amount of them that are reproducing, and it's becoming a real issue in all of our towns and cities across Ireland. So we really decided last year that we would focus very, very heavily on doing a TNR scheme. So last year alone, just from the group of volunteers that we have, we neutered over 1,000 cats. So we work with about 3 vets to do that. And that was about 1,000 cats that will never then have a litter to go on, will live much healthier lives. And the vets around Navan are saying that we're probably going to solve the feral cat issue within about 2 to 3 years in our area. So we would really strongly encourage people, if you have a feral cat issue in your area, please contact your local charity, or please contact us and we'll tell you how we're doing it. We're looking for people to work with on this. But we need the public's help on this. It's very difficult and very time consuming to get volunteers to actually go out to get these cats. But if we could encourage the public to feed them, to give them a little bit of shelter, then they become used to people, and it's much easier to catch them and get them neutered. And then, to be honest, when you return them back to the area that they came from, even though people think they're a nuisance, they'll stop lots of other cats from coming in. So it's a really good win-win situation for everybody in dealing with this. But yeah, we successfully neutered about 1,000 last year.
Wonderful. And are you the only organisation doing that, or is it kind of an ongoing programme around the country that you know of other charities that are doing it?
There's a few other charities that are running TNR schemes, so it depends on, I'm not sure how successful they've been in different ways, but we're very anxious to talk to any other organisations or people that are interested in TNR or getting involved in this, because we really, for the sake of the cats themselves, we really need to take responsibility for this.
Yeah, it's a brilliant idea, and and I suppose, like most brilliant ideas, it's very simple, you know, just catch them, neuter them, and then let them go back to their lives, and they're not interfering with anybody then. And as you say, I'm sure we've all come across it. I know I have, where under a shed or under somewhere in your back garden, you find suddenly you've got a tiny little litter of kittens, and then all of a sudden, if you're just at the bin, maybe feeding one cat, you're feeding 7 or 8 of them.
So we would definitely encourage people to feed them and give them shelter, but if you're going to do that, get them neutered
as well. Okay, Andrea, so you talked about the adoption events that take place twice a month. Are they just specific to the Navan area, or do you branch them out further?
Unfortunately, if we had volunteers further out, we would absolutely love to go with them. We are doing them more recently with Maxi Zoo in Blanchardstown, and we would be interested in doing them a little bit further, but most of our volunteers are based in Navan, but we would be more than happy to have other volunteers on board that might be interested in fostering, or might be interested in doing some fundraising for us, or getting involved in any way, as small or as much as they want.
Yeah. And if anybody wanted to get involved in that, how do they get in touch?
They can just go on to www.lasthope.ie, or on Facebook, if they want to follow us, it's Last Hope Charity, and they can see all of the adoption days and all the different events and the different animals that we help as well up there.
Yeah, because I was having a look through your site earlier on myself, and there's some lovely photographs up there, some lovely dogs and everything else, and this, congratulations, because it's great work that you're doing, because as I said to you at the start, when you think about, you know, animal charities and adoptions and things like that, people just automatically think of dogs, and we don't necessarily think of things like rabbits or guinea pigs or chickens. But as you say, where there's animals, there's always a chance that some of them are going to need help. So it's great that you kind of have a bit more of a broad spectrum there. And as you say, you're more a rabbit person than a dog person, which, you know, lots of people probably think, like I incorrectly did, is that, you know, these charities only do dogs. And it's great now to get the message out there for people that, you know, no, there could be rabbits out there for you, or guinea pigs. You don't have to be thinking dogs all the time. Cats,
exactly.
Whatever. Yeah.
And look, if you live in an apartment and you're looking for a pet, a rabbit or a guinea pig is a much better option than a dog.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely indeed. Okay, Andrea, listen, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today. And we'll hopefully talk to you again in the future and see how you are getting on. And sure, maybe we might even take a trip out to one of your adoption days and see what happens on the ground. Because it'd be great to cover.
Anytime.
No bother, Andrea. Listen, thanks very much for talking to us. Take care.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. There you go, folks. That's Andrea Carroll from the Last Hope Animal Charity. And yeah, brilliant work. Go onto their website, lasthopeanimalcharity.ie, and you'll see all the pictures up there and all the work they do and all the other events they hold. And it's great that there's people out there, and as they say, they're all volunteers, but they're prepared to put the time in and the effort in to help these animals that are abandoned or are being badly treated or everything else. And you know, even the 3-week turnaround from finding an animal to getting a home or adopted is great, and I suppose especially for volunteers, really hard work, but it's great to see them doing it.